Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music. We'll be right back.
Yes, indeed. We're back in the saddle again, right here on Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music. I'm Rick Rockwell in Washington, D.C., co-host Jeff Siegel's in Dallas. Jeff, I don't know about you, but Steven Tyler, Joe Perry, and the boys of Aerosmith describe my mood exactly. Haven't been on the air in a few weeks and itching to get back in the saddle. Back in the saddle again from Aerosmith.
Well, Rick, I can tell you haven't been on the air in a couple of weeks. You forgot where I was.
Well, that's true. This week.
It's a special road trip version of the Underground Podcast. I'm in Chicago doing a little business, doing the podcast, listening to WXRT, and I'm ready to go too.
Well, you know, I'm just so used to doing the show with you in Dallas, and it's interesting and odd to have you in the Windy City in Chicago, and so it's good. We have a few more Chicago listeners these days than we used to, and so wonderful to have you there.
Well, with any luck at all, I'll be able to stop by Mustard's Last Stand down at Evanston tomorrow and have a hot dog the way God intended it to be made without mustard. I mean, excuse me, without ketchup, with only mustard.
But, Chicago style.
Chicago style. And we even have a little Chicago-style music on the podcast today.
Well, some folks know that we have a shared heritage in Chicago, and Chicago, the home of great underground radio. And if you're listening to the underground podcast, Ivory Towers Radio, you know we are also the home of underground rock and roll, although lately we have been poking our head above ground, and we'll get to that a bit later too, along with that Chicago music. But I think right away, time for us to go to the shop.
Caution. Now it's time for Rick's Metal Shop.
Yeah.
Faith No More. The band that many credit these days with inventing what became nu metal. They were playing nu metal before the term was even invented, and many bands, Linkin Park, others, cite them as the originators of that subgenre of metal. Faith No More with Epic, probably their most well-known number. And Jeff, just since occasionally we like to walk a little bit far back into memory lane, I remember seeing Faith No More on the tour when Epic was a big number in the early to mid-90s. Stadium concert in Orlando in the Citrus Bowl, and they were warming up for Guns N' Roses and Metallica.
I think that was a very loud show, wasn't it?
Yeah. Actually, in my memory, the loudest rock and roll show I have ever been to in my life. No one's ever topped it yet. Although I'm waiting. One of these days, I'm going to go see the Rock on Tours because, you know, we both love the Rock on Tours. And I hear that they are also an extremely loud band, but I'll be ready for it.
The other thing I wanted to ask you, could we also call them hip-hop metal?
That really is one of the elements of what became nu metal, hip-hop, rap, and some soul woven into the metallic framework. And out you come with that. And Faith No More really are the ones who originated that new sound.
Well, Rick, I think we have lots more music coming, don't we?
Indeed, so let's not hold back. Stay tuned for more.
Greetings. I'm Michael, your musical guide to the vast Ivory Towers archive. More than 100 hours of music, all at your fingertips. All you have to do is repeat this simple online mantra, public.box.net/Ivory Towers Radio. public.box.net/Ivory Towers Radio. Keep repeating the mantra for your musical pleasure.
Why can't we be humble? Like the good Lord said, He promised to exalt us, but low is the way. How men be so greedy when there's so much left? All things God given, and they all have been blessed. That's the way. Your heart be troubled, let mourning sobbing cease. Learn how to help one another and live in perfect peace. If we all just be humble, like the good Lord said, He promised to exalt us.
Camping rock.
Do I even have to say who that was? The Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin, R-E-S-P-E-C-T, here on Ivory Towers Radio, where it is all about the music, and quite possibly one of the most perfect songs ever written in rock, pop, or soul. We started off with Billy Preston, That's the Way God Planned It, from a concert for Bangladesh in 1971. And if anybody gets a chance to watch that, Billy does a fair amount of dancing around the stage while he's singing. He shows great wind. And in the middle, new music from the Nuvellas, Satisfied. That's off of a single released this year. They're a, guess Rick, for lack of a better term, a garage soul band. And I like that song a lot, and I think it's a nice bookend there with Aretha. And we haven't played this Aretha song. We've played very little Aretha, haven't we?
I think it's been a long time, too long, since the Queen of Soul made her appearance here. She's touring, believe it or not, and making a stop in D.C. And so my hat is always off to Aretha. I give my R-E-S-P-C-T to her. And the Nuvellas, I'm glad you turned them up. They're part of that and new group of, I don't want to say new wave, because that is a different connotation, but new group of bands, singers, etc., that recall that mid-60s soulful sound that, where did you say the Nuvellas were from?
It's a New York-based group that's actually several members of another soul band called the Dansettes, which broke up. And what I like about it is it's not retro. What an awful word that is, isn't it? They're not retro. They take the 60s soul sound and they update it. And that's the whole key to good music, in my mind, is you take a sound and you update it. And that's what they do. That's a great little song. Hey, can I just throw out a couple of other things about the R-E-S-P-E-C-T here?
Well, please do, but one note before you go there is just that we have played groups like the Nuvellas before, Amy Winehouse and singers who give us that newer twist on that 60s sound, and you're right, they're updating it. So now, more R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
Well, I just want to mention a couple of things, especially for fans of Aretha. That's her brother, That's her sister, Carolyn Franklin, singing with her. That's the great King Curtis with that, I believe we call that a fat saxophone lick. And Otis Redding wrote that song in 1965 and had a moderate hit with it. And I guess, although he never forgave Aretha for cutting him with the cover of it, I guess he could laugh all the way to the bank, huh?
Well, until other things stepped in.
Very true, very true. Hey, listen, Rick, I need to do a little business here.
It's time to do business, and I don't know if we want to explain why you have to do business, but we have a new piece of business on the Underground Podcast. As I alluded to earlier in the show, the Underground Podcast is no longer a secret special program. We have been discovered by the man.
And so, this is for the man. The Ivory Towers Podcast is a non-commercial, non-profit program designed and used for educational purposes. Some of the material contained in this podcast is previously copyrighted but used with permission. Other copyrighted material is reused following fair use guidelines. Any copyright holders who do not wish to have their material used should contact the programmers directly at ivorytowersradio@att.net and it will be removed. The programmers do not support file sharing and encourage listeners to buy music from the artists featured in this podcast.
Stop. found his diary today. He wrote in great detail how cleverly he planned all of the killings, how precisely he executed his insane fantasies. It was all so perfect, except for one thing.
One thing. One thing. One thing. One thing.
What would a rock and roll show that comes on the air on Halloween be without a little Alice Cooper? I ask you, Jeff.
And we've played very little Alice Cooper as well, although some people would argue with good reason.
Well, enough, enough, just enough. You know, that's the philosophy for spice and food, and you know that quite well, and Alice Cooper is the right spice, the right musical spice on a Halloween show. And this is not a Halloween theme show. We did not go there. But more or less, that's our Halloween set. New music from Alice Cooper from a release from this summer I Know Where You Live is the name of that particular song, which just the title alone gives me the creeps.
Along came if it's Alice Cooper, who knows where you live.
Exactly. Along Came a Spider is the name of the new one from Mr. Alice. And that one, as you can tell, harkens back many decades to some of his attempts at rock and roll opera. We started off with my favorite band from Tijuana, Kinky, with A Donde Van Los Muertos. And the translation there is, where do the dead go? What an interesting question on Halloween. And in the middle, a song by the name of A Punk by Vampire Weekend.
You can't get more Halloween than that, can you, Rick? Even if we'd planned it that way.
Well, we did plan it this way. And as usual on the Underground Podcast, a very eclectic set, but all tied together with a type of theme that, well, there probably are a few DJs in America that would be willing to do this type of set on Halloween, but rarely would they do it on any other day of the week.
Very true. And here on the Underground Podcast, hey, we'll do anything we think is interesting. Doesn't matter what day of the week it is. It doesn't matter what time of the year it is. As long as it's interesting, we'll give it a shot.
I wanted to mention that A Punk number from Vampire Weekend is new, new music out this year, and Vampire Weekend, more or less the flavor of the month earlier in the year. I don't know. Did you have a reaction to that particular song, Jeff?
I thought it was the perfect song and the perfect set to play in honor of Halloween.
Well, we try. We try our best on the Underground Podcast, and continuing on, perhaps, with a little bit of music that goes right with the season tonight.
We'll be right back. Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music.
Those clever, clever monkeys, the Arctic Monkeys with Teddy Picker. Track it back with me, Jeff, because we're in the rock and roll menagerie zone, as we like to do sometimes here on Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music, and sometimes it's about clever music or clever combinations of music, not to pat ourselves too much on the back, but we like to do this occasionally, so we end up with Teddy Picker from the Arctic Monkeys. Before that, we heard from the Dinosaurs with Codeine, and starting us off, Reptilia. Reptile, of course, from the Strokes. So we had Reptiles, Dinosaurs, and then Evolution, Monkeys.
Well, it almost makes it sound like we knew what we were doing there, doesn't it?
Darwin knew what he was doing, so occasionally we know what we're doing, too.
The Strokes, once again, a favorite here on the Underground Podcast. We can never play too much Strokes, I don't think.
And I guess those clever Arctic Monkeys, who are very, very popular in the UK, show up a time or two here on the Ivory Towers Podcast, too.
Isn't it about time? Shouldn't we be seeing a new record from them sometime soon?
Well, I think they had one this year. They're in one of those grooves where they're out with a new one every spring, so I'm guessing 6 months, and we'll see more Monkeys. Let me mention the Dinosaurs in the middle, different sort of music than the Strokes and the Arctic Monkeys, very much classic psychedelia from San Francisco, and that band made up of former members of Quicksilver Messenger Service and Big Brother and the Holding Company and some of those other classic late 60s bands that got together with some gray in their hair at the end of the 80s and cut a record or two, and Codeine's from that.
Hey, Rick, can I throw some compliments your way?
Please do. I'm always in for compliments. People will think I'm begging for them, but But
that's why I ask. You're one of the most modest people I know. But you seem to have compiled quite a record as a football prognosticator this season.
I'm not sure how well I'm doing compared to last year. I haven't dared to go back and look because I think I'm off a little bit in my picks. But I'm picking not bad. I think at about a 650 clip, which is, I think, respectable.
And you're doing that on?
The Ivory Towers blog, where you can get so much more than just the Ivory Towers podcast. It's not just music on the Ivory Towers blog. It's sports, as Jeff mentioned, and I have the football non-column on the Ivory Towers blog. Not much blather, just picking football. And for many people who don't like football, that's probably more than enough. Politics, we have a lot of that, and it's political season. And I should tease ahead, since we're teasing the Ivory Towers blog, we should also tease ahead next week. Get ready, because the special politics show is heading your way. And maybe, I'm not sure if Jeff will have a last-minute commentary or two, either pre- or post-election, but the Ivory Towers podcast has its politics. We have so much more of that, actually, on the Ivory Towers blog. And we also review a few films. This week, I think we've also got a review of new music from the Kaiser Chiefs. And even though the review didn't like it, in my listening to some of those cuts, I seem to like it quite a bit. So I'm going to predict some Kaiser Chiefs later on for the podcast. But if you're interested in our website, you can find us at www.ivorytowers.com. There's plenty there. Just remember, www.ivorytowers.com, and that's Towers, all one word, with a Z or a Z or a Zeta at the end, www.ivorytowers.com.
Hey, now it's time for Jeff's New Wave.
What's better than Tony O'K? Just a couple of days before presidential election, American Love Affair off, of course, the classic Life in the Food Chain from 1977 on Jeff's New Wave here on Ivory Towers Radio, where it is all about the music. And Rick, I suppose if I do the show long enough, I'll end up playing every song off that record.
Well, it's a wonderful record, and we have promoted it in the past. It's just a masterwork and very little known. But I'll tell you, I just want to turn it up in the headphones because it sounds as vital and as wonderful today as it did coming out of my car listening to WXRT in Chicago, by the way.
Would that have been that Mustang, Rick?
Oh, let's not remember the fixed or repaired daily car.
Yes, that car, if I may get personal for a moment, that car does have, in our lives, that car does play a crucial and important role.
We have many evil stories about the failures of that particular car at crucial moments, and we won't bore everyone with them. But it's why I have not owned a Ford since.
Erica, something occurred to me. Perhaps we can get to, next. I'll try to find Tony O'Kane, and I know he's still out on the West Coast, and he's done some work off and on since then. But I think it would be interesting to get his take on the current American economic and political climate, and maybe I could talk him into doing a new album.
Well, maybe, or maybe a short interview, but I'll tell you, you listen to the lyrics on that album, and they are prescient, and they are for these times. And if you are angry about how America has ended up, that album will just confirm it for you.
And he was doing that 30 years ago, so he knew something the rest of us didn't, apparently.
Well, we're going to hear more from someone who knew a lot more than we did when he was breathing and vital, coming up right after this.
A restless energy blows across the globe. The desire for human rights.
Yet every day, people are tortured,
imprisoned,
executed,
or disappeared.
Simply for their identity or their beliefs.
That's why Amnesty International speaks out.
To protect people's basic human rights.
To change the sounds of suffering.
To the sounds of freedom.
Call 1-800-AMNESTY.
It's your human right.
1-800-AMNESTY.
Mr. Coherent here. Well, here's the song we were going to play a couple of months ago about the Linkin Park Pirates, folks. And we'll sing this right here. Don Diego. Bibbidi bobbidi. The street lamps are on in Chicago tonight, and lovers are gazing at stars. The stores are all closing, Balandic's been chosen, and Casio is counting the cars. There are more cars than places to put them, he said, but I've got room for some more. So round them up, boys, because I want the toys. Hit the lot by the grocery store. To me, way, hey, tow them away. A Linkin Park Pirates are we. From Wilmette to Gary, there's none that's so hairy, and we always collect our fee. To me, way, hey, tow them away. We plunder the streets of your town. Be it Edsel or Chevy, there's no car too heavy, and no one can make us shut down. We break in the cars when we gotta, with a pickaxe and a hammer and a saw. They said this garage had no license, but little care I for the law. All my drivers are friendly and courteous, their good manners you always will get. Because they all are recent graduates of the charm school in Joliet. To me, way, hey, tow 'em away. The Linkin Park Pirates are we. From Wilmette to Gary, there's none that's so hairy. We always collect our fee. To me, way, hey, tow 'em away. We plunder the streets of your town. be it Edsel or Chevy. There's no car too heavy, and no one can make a shutdown. And I'll tow every boat in Belmont Harbor to the Lincoln Park Lagoon. And when I've collected the ransom and sunk all the ones that won't yield, tow the goddamn planes that are blocking the runways out at O'Hare Field. To me, way, hey, tow them away. The Lincoln Park Pirates are we. From Wilmette to Gary, there's none that's so hairy. We always collect our feet. Tell me way, hey, tow them away. Now citizens gather around, and I think it's enough. And let's call it bluff, and let's tow the bum out of town.
This next song is one of my favorite songs that Steve wrote. I was fortunate enough throughout the years that about 75% of the songs Steve wrote, I was the first person to hear him, because he'd call me up any time of the day or night, no matter where he was on the road or I was on the road, and just pick up the phone and say, I got one, and like sit the phone down and play me the whole song, you know. All the times I'd heard the song when we'd been out together playing for months on the road, I'd always find myself kind of walking over by the side of the stage and listen to this song because I thought it was so pretty. This is a song Steve wrote about his dad, Bud Goodman, after Bud passed away, and it's called My Old Man. I miss the old man tonight, and I wish he was here with me. With corny jokes, with cheap cigars, he could look you in the eye and sell you a car. That's not an easy thing to do, but no one ever knew a more charming creature on this whole earth than mine. He was a pilot in the big war, in the U.S. Army Air Corps, in a C-47 with a heavy load, can combat cargo for Barbaro. And after the drop, the bomb, he came home and married Mom. And not too long after that, he became my old man. He'd get all boiled up, he and start to shout. We knew what was coming, so we tuned them out. Now the old man is gone, and I'd give all I own to hear what he said when I wasn't listening to my old man. Well, I miss the old man tonight. I can almost see his face. He's always trying to watch his weight. His heart only made it to 58. And for the first time since he died, late last night I cried. I was wondering when I was gonna go and do that for my old man.
You never liked this place when we've been living all along. So you packed up your things and bought a one-way ticket home. Leaving never hurts as much as being left behind. I would change my life, I would make it right. I would change my life if you would only change your mind. I have spent my hours on some misbegotten dreams, and I have spent my money on some foolish hearted things, and I have spent my memories on old and bitter wine. I would change my life, I would make it right. I would change my life if you would only change your mind. Birds are flying south to spend the winter time. Skies are turning blue to gray. The fire we started here will soon be burning down, and it gets colder every day. I wish that I could find the words to make you come back home. I wish that I could say the things you've needed for so long. I wish that you could see me now, baby, then you'd find. I would change my life, I would make it right. I would change my life if you would only change your mind. I would change my life, I would make it right. I would change my life if you would only change your mind.
Robert Earl Keane Jr., I Would Change My Life here on the Ivory Towers podcast, Underground Podcast. Little set there honoring the late, great Steve Goodman. Started out with a live version, and Rick will have to tell us where that's from, Linkin Park Pirates. The song that made those of us who love Steve Goodman love him all that much more. And in the middle, John Prine, Goodman's old pal, good friend, doing a Steve Goodman song, My Old Man. And Rick, that's a great version of Linkin Park Pirates. Where did you find it?
It's on a record called No Big Surprise, and I'm guessing it's... I don't have the liner notes here with me to let you know where it was recorded, but it sounds to me like it was recorded in Chicago. That is one of my favorite Goodman songs, Linkin Park Pirates. And if you've ever lived in Chicago or from, as he says, Wilmette to Gary, then you know who the Linkin Park Pirates are, the Linkin Park Towing Company, and they're apparently still operating.
Still there, and as far as I know, tomorrow when I'm driving around doing what I need to do, I'll have to be wary. I'll be in a couple of places. Over there by the impound lot by the grocery store.
Well, don't double park. That's look for those signs, because it doesn't take even double parking in Chicago. A parking space that looks like it's free and open and clear, there's always some hidden sign somewhere that you can't see, that posted two stories up or something that tells you they have the right to tow you, and boy, they'll come and get you. And as they said, the Charm School of Joliet, for those who aren't Chicagoans or have lived in Chicago, well, that's a house of corrections, as they say.
That would be the state prison.
Yes, exactly.
And one more Steve Goodman song to round out the podcast, I think, huh?
Why not? One or two Goodman. It's time for the triple play, as they say.
From the vault, it's Cover Me.
Riding on the city of New Orleans, Illinois Central Monday morning rail. 15 cars and 15 restless riders, 3 conductors, 25 sacks of mail. All along the southbound Odyssey, train pulls out of Kankakee, rolls along the houses, farms and fields, passing towns that have no name, and freight yards full old black men, graveyards of the rusted automobile. Good morning, America, how are you? Say, don't you know me? I'm your native son. I'm the train they call the city of New Orleans. We've gone 500 miles when the day is done. Dealing card games with the old man in a club car. Penny a point, no one's keeping score. Pass a paper bag that holds a bottle. Feel the wheels rumbling. The sons of the Pullman porters, the sons of the engineers, ride their father's magic carpet made of steel. Mothers with their babes asleep, rocking to the gentle beat, and the rhythm of the rails is all they feel. Good morning, America, how are you? See, don't you know me? I'm your native son. I'm the train they call the city of New Orleans. I'll be gone 500 miles when the day is done. Thank you.
city of Portland. Changing cars in Memphis, Tennessee. Halfway home and we'll be there by morning. Mississippi darkness rolling down to the sea. But all the towns and people seem to fade into a bad dream. The steel rails still ain't heard the news. Conductor sings his songs again. The passengers will please refrain. This train's got the disappearing railroad blues. Good night, America, how are you? See, don't you know me? I'm your native son. I'm the train they call the city of New Orleans. I've been gone 500 miles when the day is done. I'll be gone 500 miles when the day is done.
Luther Wright and the Wrongs, City of New Orleans, on Cover Me on Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music. That, Rick, would be the Canadian alt-country version of the Steve Goodman classic. Luther Wright from Ontario. We haven't had any Canadian content lately.
I'm glad you're fulfilling our quota.
Well, I have a feeling that after Tuesday there'll be a lot of people going, Canada, is that an option? And I think that would be the case regardless of who wins the election.
I don't know. There are some people who believe the new Messiah is about to walk into the White House on the waters of the Potomac. So, there's great hope, as everyone has been selling this year. And I guess we'll opine more on that next week to see who the winner is.
Hey, Rick, if somebody does have an opinion on the election, if they want to make a request, did we get any requests in this week?
No requests in this week because I was very selfish in putting the playlist together. I wanted to put in a few little spicy numbers for Halloween, and so no requests. And we have still a pocket full of requests that will be coming next month in November.
But if you do want to send in a request, if you do have any other comments at all, if, once again, you want to tell us to shut up and play the music, or if you miss Marlo barking because I'm in Chicago and he's in Dallas, you can send us an email, and our email address is ivorytowersradio@att.net. That's ivorytowers, T-O-W-E-R-Z, radio, @att.net.
Well, sir, I think we have come to the end of our Halloween podcast.
And I think we have, and I think there were some pretty spiffy tunes in there, if I may say so myself.
You may not realize it or not, but this is marks a technological breakthrough. We both of us have been on the road quite a bit in the past month, and we apologize to our listeners because that's part of the reason why we've had some archive shows up. One of the reasons why we've had archive shows up. But you've proved that we can do an entire show from Chicago. And in the past, we've done just little bits from Chicago and elsewhere. And so now we know we can actually do a show anywhere on the continent.
Anywhere on the continent. There's no end to what we can do with the Underground Podcast.
Well, we are always pushing the boundaries and sometimes too far, as many folks know. But we want to thank our listeners. Thanks for joining us on Ivory Towers Radio. For composer-announcer Michael Galelli, for my wonderful co-host Jeff Siegel in Chicago this week, I'm Rick Rockwell in Washington, D.C. Thanks for joining us. And to the spirit of Steve Goodman, peace.